Hong Kong securities broker Ao Xing Tai is extremely busy these days. Ao helps investors choose shares of all sorts of companies. But what are they buying?
They're buying shares in Hong Kong with those companies having business in China.
Buying China-related shares here isn't new. For years, foreign investors looking to ride on the coattails of China's economic growth bought Hong Kong-listed shares of mainland companies like the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. But a recent decision by Chinese authorities to allow its citizens to buy Hong Kong stocks for the first time is fueling the Hang Seng Index's biggest boom ever.
So it's truly unbelievable. We've had a tremendous rally that has allowed the Hong Kong market to outperform most of the other indices around the world.
Since August 20th, when Chinese authorities first unveiled the plan to allow its people to trade Hong Kong stocks, the Hang Seng has risen by roughly 35%, surpassing 28,000 for the first time last week. Individual investors haven't even started trading yet, but the talk is enough to feed speculation.
The Chinese individual investor is sitting on trillions of US dollars worth of savings. Some of them have been already put into the local stock market, but the companies that are listed in Hong Kong are the same ones that are listed in China, and they're much cheaper here.
Much cheaper because people on the mainland could only buy shares there and not in Hong Kong. Banks and brokerages in China started taking advantage of the steep discount last year after authorities there decided to allow certain financial institutions to invest outside the mainland. With the economy booming, China hopes easing the controls on investments will help ease upward pressure on Chinese markets, a run-up many are calling a bubble. Yet despite the growing ties between Hong Kong's and China's markets, Ao Xing Tai isn't too worried.
That money will push the market even higher, and most probably over 30,000. Just keep moving up and up every day.
History dictates that no market continually goes up. But these are markets that are shrugging off bad news and still setting new records.